Hola, bitches, ¿listas?
Hola, buenas.
Soy lista.
We're back. Wow.
Does that work?
Yeah, that works. Okay. You're ready.
Oh, wow.
We're back.
Back, baby, I'm back.
Good afternoon, bitches.
Good morning and good night. No, wait, not good night yet. We're not done.
No.
So this is Gio, the main bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Gina. I can also be a main bitch. Fine. I want to be a side bitch because I'm the side over here. I'm the left side bitch. Hey.
This is Jess.
The middle
Jessica,
bitch.
The middle bitch.
Hey.
And this is Bose. I would describe myself as the ancillary bitch.
Ancillary? What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means I am needed, but not considered the main.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The linchpin.
Okay, I want to be.
Okay, what is that now? What the fuck?
What?
It's like you read.
She's educated.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck?
I can read.
Oh, I'm doing the mic thing again.
And I know you're doing the mic thing because you know what we're talking about today, babies? Today we're talking about some fantasies.
Mm-hmm. Fetishes.
Fantasies.
Oh, kinks. Fetishes, yes.
Yeah.
So this whole time, I was like kind of not dreading it. That's not the right word, but I was just kind of like, oh, nervous. Dang. What? No, not nervous, but I'm like, what am I going to talk about? Because I've been married. Well, I've been with Bart for like almost 11 years now, and like, I'm like, fuck. What are my fantasies? What are my fetishes? And I didn't think I had anything.
Oh,
but I came up with some in my head.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Like, there they are.
Oh, okay.
So I can't wait to hear your guys's.
Okay, cool. Y'all go ahead first.
We're gonna take some time.
Well, we're gonna take some time.
Wait. We can warm up. I'm gonna start off.
I got a PowerPoint.
My fantasy that I always go to, and I'm just gonna say it. I have a fantasy about having sex with a man I love on my honeymoon.
Oh, you fucking loser.
I'm serious. I fucking told you.
You're not an ancillary or inceratory. What did you say?
Oh, ancillary.
You ain't that.
I am ancillary. I'm just starting it off soft. And I am soft. So
that
allow me to be soft.
You know what? You're right. Because actually, like, a lot of people don't have a marriage, they don't have a man that they love, they don't have like good sex, so like even just getting to the point of being married,
yes,
and, okay, like, going on, why y'all sound like some depressed,
oh, God.
Oh, God. You sound like some, okay, dry pussy bitches right now.
I am a dry,
all right,
pussy
Gio hard body Quan. So Gio's living your fantasy right now.
Like,
pretty much,
you know, when we did that episode where Gio, like, about nudes, when Gio was like, oh, my favorite part is what they say back, and I'm like, usually if I send a photo, a guy's like, nice,
yeah.
And I see more, and like, there's only, no. Gio, like, oh, you're my fucking Wonder Woman. I want to rip your. I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, they're probably saying that, but it's because they're threes. You know what I mean?
Oh, like,
you gotta, why are you sending nudes to threes?
Because I mean, I gotta boost my ego.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Because
that's
what else are they gonna get? They can't leave anyone after this. Duh. What the fuck? I'm doing him a favor.
But wait, I think that's a valid fantasy. And it goes beyond,
I was kidding.
It goes beyond sexuality. It's very.
It just feels like you're lying. That's.
No. The rabbit hole goes deeper.
Did your Christian guilt.
Well, I want to go down the rabbit hole.
Well, I'm just kickstarting it. So let's consider that a level two in the world of
fantasy.
That's
a level zero, dog.
Okay, fine. It's a level zero. Who's got a level one?
Okay. Oh, I like this.
We're going
to. Oh, okay.
We'll keep building it up. See who
I got a level one.
Okay.
One of my fantasies is to be picked up and fucked against the window.
That's a level one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good level one.
Hold on. Y'all used to live in a fucking place with floor ceiling windows.
Know,
you did,
right?
It in there?
We had really bad sex in that apartment. Like, sex life at that moment.
Okay.
I'd be so scared that we would bang through the window and go through the glass.
It's a good way to die.
Well, you know how to have a good time.
Yeah. That's too scary for me.
Oh.
So that's a level one.
Dude, I think I've got a level three, but I need somebody to throw in a level two.
Okay, who else has got it?
What's a level two?
I only know level eight and up. I'm sorry. I'm waiting for eight and up.
Yeah, come on, y'all. I know you. Look, you fucked a cop. You got something.
Damn. Is just like fucking in public a level three?
Hey, there we go. I think so. What? Or level two. That's a level two.
Oh, that is a level. But where in public?
Yeah, where?
Like where, well, like I have, like in a parking garage, like somewhere where there's a lot of people coming in and out where you might get caught.
That's a level three.
That's a two. Three? We went zero, one. That's a two.
Is that a two?
Okay.
Okay, so you have a three?
Damn, man, y'all went real
okay,
fast.
Give me a three then.
I don't, okay, if fucking in public is a two, I think I have a four.
Oh, shit.
So no one has a fucking three?
Okay,
okay, okay, but about Gina, three? Okay, three. Threesomes for three with two dudes. That's a three.
That's mine.
That's a three?
I don't think that's a three.
I think our scales are a little bit off. I think our scales are a little bit off.
Okay. I think that's a five.
Okay. Damn, my scale's way off.
I don't want this one as my fantasy, but maybe one of you bitches might. Like kissing a chick.
No.
Nah, that's like a level high school.
That's not even on the level negative one.
Yeah. If that's a fantasy for a girl that doesn't have any balls.
Yeah, that's a fantasy for a Christian girl at a Christian high school.
Yeah, just
sorry, Christian girls at a Christian
high school. Or just for a girl that's lesbian, bi, or pan that hasn't gotten to yet. That's your fantasy, I guess.
Fuck the number three. We don't give a fuck about
that. No, we need a number three.
Well, we can't get past it.
One of you guys has a level three deep in there somewhere.
Fuck, this is horrible fucking airtime.
I mean, this
right
is
now.
So arbitrary.
Choking level three?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, it's choking.
I think
level
that's level three.
All right, that's my level three. I love to get the shit choked out of me.
Oh my goodness.
Like,
the shit? Like, literally.
Oh, no,
like,
no. That's okay. That's a level 70. No, thank you. No, I like to get my fucking shit choked out. Like, I like
you
to
can stop saying it.
Oh, sorry. I like to get choked out. No shit. We don't do no scat stuff. Gross. No, thank you.
It's called scatting.
It's called scat
play.
Scat play. Yeah,
I thought it was like I thought this was scat. I thought scat was scoot-a-bop-bop.
Yeah, it was. It was. Imagine Gio gets it wrong. She goes home with the guy. He's like, I love scat. She's like, I can do that. I can do that just fine. They're fucking. She starts singing the Family Matters fucking theme song. Oh shit.
And he's like in the corner taking a shit, getting ready to start throwing it at her.
I can't tell if you guys are caffeinated or as drunk as I am.
I'm not drunk. I didn't drink.
No, I didn't even. You're the only one that
drank. You're the only one that drank.
We were in between episodes. I was just drinking Patron and Red Bull.
My coffee just finally kicked in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? We're on the same level, but but different.
Yeah.
Okay, what number?
Same, but different.
Okay, so I recap.
Level four.
Wait, okay. Level zero was intimacy, an intimate sexual encounter.
Okay.
Number one was...
That's you.
Fuck, what was number one?
Number one was...
Getting fucked against the window.
Oh, getting fucked against the window. A little assertion, a little dominance.
Even though I feel like that's a five, but if you guys think it's a one, then I'm a prude.
Then we had level two, which would be fucking in a public place that has heavy foot traffic.
Okay. Yeah.
I've done a couple of those.
And then next we've got choking.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
That's my shit, dude.
Could die.
It's like a light switch for me. Like, if you ever, like, if my man and I are in public, we could be at a fucking funeral for my grandmother.
And he's just like,
and he just, if he grabs my neck, I'm like, you're fucking me on that casket right now.
Oh!
Like, it's a light switch. It's like my... Like, number one thing.
Gina gets in a fight with another girl, chokes her out for a second, and she's like,
like, oh. I go from fuck you, bitch, to harder.
like oh no, I think I'm losing this fight. Okay. So, we're number four.
Five.
No, four. We went zero, one, two.
This is so arbitrary.
Three is choking, four now.
All right. Mine is, okay, here's a weird one. I'm going to give you guys a weird one, but I'm not embarrassed about it.
Okay.
What are you waiting for?
I have this weird thing, and I guess it's like a sensory deprivation?
Blindfold earplugs?
That's a four.
Earplugs.
And blindfold?
Blindfold.
Yeah.
And like...
Tied up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm about
so,
it.
So essentially, it's being deprived of like all control and all senses and being left with only the feeling.
Do they plug your nose too?
No.
So you can't smell anything?
Oh, I can smell.
Oh.
So it's mine.
No,
but
like
if everything's deprived except for smell, you're gonna smell everything. Like your smell, your sense of smell is gonna get so
heightened.
Strong. You're gonna like smell the fucking shit that he didn't wipe off his ass crack.
I literally can't smell anything. That's never happened before.
Dick has a smell, girl.
It does.
And so does asshole.
But it doesn't get heightened that much. I don't turn into like a puppy or anything. Yeah. But I think that's my four. I think it's a four.
That's a four.
That's almost like one of mine. I think it's a little bit higher. I am totally down.
Wait, we got to go with the five. Is it a five?
Okay. Is it a five?
Because you jumped to eight. Yeah. You're trying to fucking take off. Yeah. You need
I think our five is a devil's threesome.
Yeah, I think that's a...
With two guys or two girls?
Two guys.
That threesome is only two guys.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's
a devil's threesome because there's two dicks.
Oh, shit. I've never heard of that.
Okay, wait. Who wants that?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Nikki.
Limo.
Yeah, totally down for that.
She does too?
100%. Yeah. I want to experience my first DP.
Do you think that most guys would be opposed to a devil's threesome?
Yes.
Yeah.
That most guys are?
I don't know who I heard it from. I feel like it's one of you bitches, but I heard that you can feel the guys, like, not that you guys have had
through
it.
Through the walls?
Through the grapevine. Yeah, you could feel their dicks touching, and they're like, dicks touching.
The only guys that I knew.
Yes, George, yes?
Oh.
He's like, very true. Very true.
We're gonna have to ask you guys. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, right. If you've been
that was threesome.
The yes. only guys.
No, not can you feel it? Would you do it?
There's only a couple of guys that I know would be down to do it because they told me, and they're like a little bit like experimental with other dudes too. Oh.
Yeah, they'd have yeah. to be. I think.
Yeah,
that's but, pretty. Hot.
Well, so for mine, I don't want DP. I just want two guys in the
same. What's the
room.
Difference between the?
I don't want anything going on my ass like ever.
Oh,
like not even with my husband.
So what is he doing while he's there?
I don't know. It's like his dick or something else. Oh. Like just be in the room and we'll
Eiffel Tower.
We'll
that
figure
shit.
It out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah. yeah, yeah.
Okay. What's in what the fuck? What
Eiffel Tower is when the girl's in the middle, bent over, and the guy she's sucking on one dude's dick, and the other one's fucking her ass, and they yeah, high five at the top, and it looks like an Eiffel Tower.
All right.
Yeah,
that's good. I like that.
Or they could.
I'm not. That's not mine.
Oh, they hold hands. Yeah.
Oh, what?
I've never that's seen that, mine. But that's hilarious.
Okay.
I think that's a good five.
So who okay. wants a five? You want the five?
No, no, no. The devil's three. No,
oh, you guys want the five?
Yeah, I'm down
you
for that.
You just want one guy at a time.
Yes.
Okay.
That's boring.
If the guy's Jason Momoa, is it boring?
No. If it's one, like, really fucking 12.
If it's two Jason Momoas, I'm
oh,
down.
Shit. Yeah,
for the devil's yeah. three.
If it's two Jason Momoas, I'm coming over and I'm watching. Yeah.
I'll pay you to let me watch.
I'll record that shit
I'm
for the, you.
I'm going to fear for your life. You're like fucking 5 feet.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
You're like yeah. I'm fine. I'm fine. We're fine. I will record that and I will get like close-ups of everything.
Oh, shit.
What's a six?
Who's got crazy shit? Gina,
you said you got
shit.
Gina, you said you got some nasty shit.
I think I have a six.
Oh.
All latex.
Oh yeah,
that's I didn't think you good. Were gonna say it.
Pretty I didn't good. Think you were gonna say it.
That actually no, scares me. Gio.
She told us. Yeah. She told us that one night
that's
in the
so
group
hot.
Chat. The group chat is coming out on
yeah.
the podcast.
Yeah,
and I was
I'm
like,
gonna, Gio I'm gonna keep loves. That shit from the
she
public.
She said it on JK News.
The public
actually.
Needs to
oh,
know.
Really?
She did.
Gio loves
really?
Latex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
dude,
shit's
oh,
hot.
You would have loved the shit that I used to party at, dude. All the goth parties and latex parties I used to go to.
Thanks for the invite.
I didn't know you then. Sorry.
Yeah. Is that a six?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Because it scares the fuck out of me. So.
It's hot.
Latex? Why?
It well when they cover their face.
Ooh. Oh, the masks and stuff.
Like that fucking
really?
Gimp suit or
it's
whatever.
It's like a reverse sensory deprivation type thing. Because I don't get me. To see that.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. You know what? Let's go ahead and that was a six, right?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and insert for number seven. Let's just put this in for Nikki. Glory holes.
I appreciate that. Are you into that, Nikki?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You want to suck a random ass dick, huh?
No,
well,
I don't want to do it. It's just a fantasy.
She wants, yeah.
Okay, she doesn't want to do it. It's just a fantasy. Yeah.
Seven, I think, wait, what comes first? Glory holes or gangbangs?
Fucking gangbangs. I think a glory hole is way crazier because you have no
yeah.
fucking idea where that dick is coming
from. Yeah, hold on. You think a glory hole is crazier than a gangbang?
Yeah.
Because at least a gangbang, you know who's coming
I didn't
in.
Say that.
I think so. I think so. Because like, dude, oh, like some like trucker dude might be sticking his chode in there. And
but what
like,
if his dick is really pretty?
You don't know if he's pretty, though.
Who cares?
I need to know.
Oh,
I need my men to be attracted.
I need to know who the dick is attached
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think, what are we at? Eight? Nine?
Yeah.
Well, nine? No, I think before we even get there.
Guys, last week, I almost lost my job.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Dude, I what? Kept hitting snooze.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. So I got my Casper mattress 2 weeks ago, and there's two things that have changed. A, when I'm about to go to bed, I literally look at my bed, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you're about to get it. Like, have you ever looked at your bed at night and been so, so freaking excited? It's breathable. It helps you stay cool. Like, it's... I'm obsessed. I think I've never had like a really good mattress before. I'm used to going to hotels and having a good night's sleep and being like, oh, that was really good. And then I go home to my miserable existence.
Yeah.
And now I have it at home. After that, the other thing is when you wake up in the morning, you don't want to leave. You absolutely do not want to get out of bed. Yeah. I consciously made the decision to hit snooze 3 times.
Yeah, you melt in it.
You absolutely melt into it. The other thing is, shipping on it is super easy. You don't have to worry about, you know, getting a giant U-Haul and bringing it over. It ships right to your door and it's nice, super convenient packaging. And you can try your Casper 100 nights free. You're going to get addicted after 30, or otherwise you get your money back. if you guys want to try Casper, you can get $100 towards a select mattress. They have, I think, three different models. They have affordable options. They have more high-end options. And then they kind of have some middle tier, all sizes, queen, twin, king, Cali king. Get whatever you want. And you can use our code. This is going to be a little different. You're going to go to casper.com/heygirl. That's right. That's casper.com/heygirl. And you get $100 off to a mattress, 100 days risk-free trial, delivered straight to your door in convenient packaging, and enjoy the best sleep of your night.
Yes. Dude, I love those because you don't have to hire people to move a big ass mattress for
you. No, you do it by yourself. Mm-hmm, I love it. And it's like a very slim packaging. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to enter code heygirl at checkout as well. So it is casper.com/heygirl, but at checkout, enter heygirl as well. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back, bitches.
Gina, were you gonna tell us your number eight?
So
seven's glory hole, and that's Nikki's, right?
Damn, we're getting up there.
Eight are gangbangs, right?
Eight is a gangbang. What the fuck is a ten?
I'm kind of down.
Yeah, gangbang. I think we should make eight a gangbang so that nine and ten, because like we gotta stretch.
There's way crazier there. Shit.
Well, yeah, does this count as?
But we're talking about things that we're into, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so number nine.
Wait. Well, we didn't even do eight.
Eight is gangbang.
Oh, is it?
Well, okay.
Who wants to do that?
I'm down.
A lot of women are into gangbang porn. I'm not sure. But you would do that too. Like, would you be
as
down?
As long as they're not trying to stick it in my asshole. Like,
they're gonna try to stick it.
Like, I'm gonna tell the gangbang when I first walk in, it's not going in my asshole. If it does, my heel is going in your chin.
Is that a challenge?
Ooh, I like that you're wearing heels.
I'm
in this.
I'm down for a gangbang. I want to be used and abused, and it'd be dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want a lot of different dicks.
Yeah.
Making out with different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hot. Yeah,
like it's dope because like you're the one girl and you're getting all the attention.
Yeah. Oh, so you only want men?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, another girl can be like way off to the side if she wants, but I don't want to see that shit.
So yeah. This is one of my fantasies, is going to those like masquerade parties where you don't see anyone's face, but everyone has to be a fucking model. Like I want nothing but tens around me. Like,
there's an event like that. I got access to it.
Oh
yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a fantasy. I don't know.
I mean, just say the word. I'll take
She's
you.
Scared. She's scared.
That would be like
I'm a mom right now.
So yeah, I was gonna say a nine would be like a big swingers party that I've told you guys about. Like I think that'd be dope because I like being watched by a crowd while I'm getting boned. But
I've done it before.
Wait,
a couple times.
Would a nine be more like cuckolding? Like,
oh, that's scary.
Like,
are any of us into that? I'm not into that.
Not me personally. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm just like creating
we're talking about personal.
Yes,
right?
Those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we talking about personal stuff?
I think
fair.
In the realm of reality.
No, I don't.
Okay. Not about it.
That's tips though. That's like, for Tiff and Case.
Nope.
No.
Oh,
that's Casey's thing. Yeah. Yeah.
There's like a big swingers parties. There's one where the admission starts at $10,000.
Oh my god!
But if you get tens, I might pay that.
They're all models, dude.
Ooh.
Like they're all.
Imagine they're
hot.
Like, I don't want your money.
I know, right?
I know.
They're
oh
not that.
God,
not a ten.
So sad.
Denied.
But yeah, this event is. It actually takes place in LA, and they moved to Germany too. And I became friends with the owner. So it's like the minimum is $10,000, I think, for a membership. The highest is a one-time payment of $1 million.
Oh,
and this
my
is like
God.
Celebrities. Like they've seen celebrities in there and all the girls are fucking models and like their parties are fucking dope. Like it's beautiful.
What makes it dope?
There's a very strict dress code, men in tuxedos and women in whatever the fuck that like looks really sexy. But it's like it's not like a cheap little party. Like this is like a full on at a fucking mansion.
I'm imagining Eyes Wide Shut.
Exactly. It's exactly like that. And they have performers, like sex performers and like gorgeous masks and everything too.
Do they have girls as tables?
Yes. They do. Like guys like have their feet on their backs, like lay drinks on them.
Oh my
it's
god.
Dope.
That shit makes me nervous though.
Yeah.
I love
feel
it.
Like, I feel like if I paid $1 million for membership, they're gonna like put me into a room and they're gonna bring like little children in there or something.
No.
What the fuck?
No.
It scares me. I
no,
don't like
no,
it.
No, no,
it
no.
just makes my fucking heebie jeebies come up.
This is like a lot of like
rich people shit like that.
But yeah, like I've been to a couple swingers parties and that's like my shit. I love having people watch me and I like watching people dirt.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's dope. I've never
seen your face covered at all?
No.
No. What if they're like Gina, darling from YouTube?
Right? Sup?
Really?
Sup?
Oh shit!
But no, like it's dope. Like everyone's very open and they're like super cool. And then they take away all your cell phones. Like you are not allowed to have any cell phones, or whatever, in there at all.
That would be helpful.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind being security at that.
Right? Yeah.
I'll just stand there.
The only thing I haven't done is I've never swung. Like, I've never, like, banged another dude, whatever. Like, we've never swung. It was just, I'm more into the voyeurism.
Mm. Oh, voyeurism. Mm-hmm. I mean, what if we just, we still have to figure out 9 and 10. What if we just free flow a fantasy conversation and then we, like, decide on the last two, like, at the end of the episode?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to tap into that brain because
I don't know if I can get any crazy.
Dude, I have a really specific one that, okay, I've been really into. You know how, like, a bunch of people online think that I'm, like, an escort?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, because you're traveling all the time.
I know, because I'm traveling, because the bitch makes her own money, dumb fucks. Anyhow, one of my fantasies is, like, because I've never, like, I've always wanted to kind of fulfill that escort life. Like, oh, what would it be like? I want him to take me purse shopping, right? And then buy me a really nice purse.
Ooh.
And then when we get home, before I open it up, he's like, no, you have to work for it first. And then he fucks me and he's like, you want that purse? You fuck me good or else I'm going to return it right now. Like, I have to work for it. Or even in a dressing room. That'd be fucking dope.
Ooh, that is
like,
smart.
How bad do you want that purse? I'm like, I really want it. Oh. You know, like, just like I want to be a hooker.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah, I don't want it that much.
I think I have one that's similar to that in the sense of like, okay, so like you said, like, oh, I kind of like wanted to be an escort, or like I want to live that life. Yeah. I wish I could live more of like a free flowing like hookup life, because Gio, we talked about this before. Okay, I have this fantasy where like me and my boyfriend or significant other, husband, whatever, we go to a bar or something and we act like we don't know each other,
mm-hmm,
and we meet, mm-hmm, in the bar and like we flirt and we go home with each other that night. But it's kind of role playing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I like role playing. I think, mm-hmm, it's really fun. I've never really done it, but for a fact I'd be into it. You know, I've just never really done it with anyone. But yeah, like mine would be going to a bar, like acting like we don't know each other and like having like a little conversation and then going home together and then fucking each other. That would be, it'd be like pretending to have a one night stand, mm-hmm, kind, yeah, of.
I think it's a lot of like pretending and like being what, like the opposite of what you are. Like you doing your one night stand, me being reduced to nothing but a bag and some money. Yeah.
Right now,
I love it.
I'm currently working on Bart because all of you guys know Bart. He there's no middle ground to him. It's, mm-hmm, like he's either really soft little spoon baby bear guy, or he's like super macho aggressive, like gonna punch through a window and like pull a guy out, mm-hmm, of a car type
fun
thing. Yeah, but he doesn't know the middle ground. So when I'm like, please dominate me, like, oh, I'm like so
he punches you.
Yeah, it's like one time he slapped my ass so fucking hard, I started crying.
Oh,
I was like,
my God.
Yes, because I'm like, oh, yeah, slap my ass. And then he did it. And I was like, oh, my God, that was like fucking, like, I was getting punished.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And I was crying.
Yeah.
So, but that would be my current fantasy right now, to be like
just let him get
belittled.
Middle ground.
Oh, I love that. Dude, there's this one time I got hogtied. And like, this was foreplay.
I picture this in your feet, like,
damn,
this.
Gina,
yeah, exactly.
Shit.
I got
shit
hogtied and like a thing in my mouth to keep my mouth shut. And he's like, you fucking stay there till I'm ready for you. And then he just left me on his bed. Oh. And like every once in a while,
I would be laughing.
No, and
by myself.
Was, no,
I'm like, after 5 minutes,
I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
No, because no. He didn't leave me that long. He would come back. It's like, did I say you can fucking move? And then he'll smack my ass really hard. Like, or like he'll grab my hair and be like, I didn't say you can fucking move.
That shit's scary.
That shit's hot, dude. I'm down,
that's
dad.
Scary.
That's, yeah,
really, if Joe did that to you, know Joe.
No, I don't want to be hogtied and like fucking talk shit to every few minutes. I'm like, I legit just got kidnapped, like, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm about it. I like to feel like
so
my,
scared.
I like to feel like my life is in fucking danger.
I also remember you saying you like blacked out one time.
Yeah, I blacked out one time because he choked me so hard. It was dope. I came to, I woke up to him fucking me. It was awesome. And then there's
you
one
mean
time
when you woke up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a couple seconds later. And then there's this one time where like we were in a hotel room and I said something like super smart ass to him. Next thing you know, he's like running towards me and he grabbed like the iron in the hotel room. You know those extension cords that you kind of pull out and then it retracts when you
Yeah.
He like pulled the extension. He's like, "Get the fuck over here." And then he ran towards me and then like threw me on the bed and tied me up with an iron.
I thought he was about to knock you out.
I'm like getting like, so nervous.
Any other object, he fucking knocked me out. Gina felt like a branded like scar.
She's like, that shit was fucking hot. I was bleeding and everything.
This is fucking sick.
But yeah, like I love shit like that. Like, and then he would tie me up and just use me, and that shit's dope. But then afterwards, it's really in the kink culture, there's this thing called aftercare where like if you go that hard, he has to like take care of you afterwards and like untie you, be like, are you okay, do you want something to drink, like bundle you up and cuddle you.
Yeah, I'm really like wondering sweet. How do you feel after that, because I'm like, I would be like, oh my God.
Have you ever had the type of sex where like once you're done and like you look at each other and you're just like, I can't believe we did that shit, and
yeah,
you don't even make eye contact because you're just like,
Oh no, I make full eye contact. I'm glad we did that shit.
Oh damn. No, I've had that kind of sex.
Yeah. What were you doing that made you so bashful?
I don't know. I forgot what we were doing, but it was one of those
things
like,
you were saying or something. And maybe like, I can't believe we just said that.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe it was the first time I had anal or something, but I was just like, oh shit, how did it get to here? I was like, fuck.
Are we bad people?
Yeah, I was like, I can't believe that just happened. Okay, it's just me then.
I think my other one, okay, this is a really weird one, but... Okay, I feel like my...
You said some really weird shit to us already.
I feel like I'd be surprised. I feel like mine is kind of like the weirdest so far. Like, it's not
outlandish. This bitch got blacked out.
Weird.
Like, she blacked out.
That's normal. Like, to whom? A lot of women like to be slapped.
Yeah, but blacked out, and then they wake up to getting fucked?
It's just the next step.
That's wild.
Okay, my...
Just trying to make you feel normal.
Just to completely go the opposite direction, my other ultimate fantasy is to make a lot of fucking money. I'm talking like... Maybe like half a million like per year at least, you know. I got my own house, I got my own shit, I'm doing my own shit, and I got a dude,
pet.
I mean, not like a pet, he stays home, a kept boy. And like, when I come home, like, what do you want? Do you want a glass of wine? Like, and he knows that I'm paying all the bills and I'm taking care of all the shit. Like, I would love to just, like, because I want a man that takes care of himself, but like, for 6 months, I just want you to stay at home and be a little bitch, and I'm gonna take care of you and run the house.
I can't fuck a guy like that, but that's tight. I like that.
It would have to be a temporary thing, but there's so many guys that are so powerful and in control in their waking life that in the bedroom sometimes they like to be submissive.
Yeah,
and that's very, 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 very common.
It is.
And so, like, I like a guy that can alternate between the both. I unfortunately feel like I'll never be able to do that, but it is
a fantasy. You will. You're going to make that money.
Own a man?
Well, my boyfriend's very dominant. He's very dominant. So, you know, I'll bring a check home and be like, later on.
I'm the total opposite. I love to be taken care of and small. Like, oh my God, take care of me, daddy. You know, like, I'm that person.
You call him daddy?
Yeah. Ooh. Dude, that's one of my kinks. For sure. Like, and then people are like, do you have daddy issues? I'm like, no, me and my dad got a good good relationship. But it's just like, I like that small, like, take care of me. Like, I'm so helpless and weak without you. And then he just dominates the fuck out of me.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's fucking hot.
Gio, what else you got? Because, I mean, the latex avenue, that's like, I feel like you got to have something else.
That I want? Damn, I don't know, man. I'm trying to get into that headspace because, like, with Bart and I, because he's just kind of hasn't really explored a lot sexually. Like, I can't really go full force because then, like, sex is only going to last, like, fucking a minute.
Yeah. You know?
So, whoa. My husband, you're laughing at. What the fuck? No, so, like, I'm, like, working him, like, into, like, getting to my level.
So is your mind not really going into any fantasy stuff? Because you're just, like, stuck in the practical day-to-day. Because,
like, it's weird for me. And maybe I feel like you guys kind of tap into that, too. Like, once I'm in sex mode, like, I'm a completely different person. Gio that you guys know is gone, and I'm just, like, having a good old time. Like, I'm fair, fucking fair game for anything.
Do you like getting your hair pulled?
All of it. All right, ladies, and hold that thought, because I want to introduce our sponsor, Noom. So how many of you guys have been on diets and have been unsuccessful at them?
Me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Every time.
But Noom is dope because they want to tackle that. They're like, okay, we don't want people to crash diet. We don't want them to fail. We want them to stick to it, hit the goal, and complete their diet. So they're really dope because they approach weight loss from a psychological level. So they're about changing habits instead of, like, telling you what to eat and how many portions and all that. They're telling you how to build good habits and to break bad habits. And I think with that alone, it's already a formula for success. It's for better self-care, confidence in clothing, more energy, and just overall glow. Like, why wouldn't you want to sign up? So Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop new relationships with food through personalized courses. Like, how amazing is that? So based on psychology, they teach you why you do what you do and give you tools to break bad habits and replace them with better ones. Freaking dope. Where's my backup? Where's my backup?
I'm just listening. I know. Right? I'm like thinking, man, I need to sign up for this right after this episode. Yes,
this is great. I absolutely love it. So one of the biggest and most accurate food databases lets you track meal habits, visualize portion sizes, and sees calorie density at a glance. So for all of our listeners, just sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's NOOM.com/BTCH. So visit Noom.com/BTCH to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/BTCH. Turn your life around, break the bad habits, create new ones.
Be yes. your best.
But yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So yeah, I can tap into this whole different brain space and I'm down for everything. Shit I'll say right now on this show that I'm like, ooh, I don't think I can do that. I'd probably be down to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, what are some fetishes that you guys would absolutely not be down to do?
Scat, scooby it up, up, up.
Well, I could say that now, but I don't know, dude.
I'm not about it.
I might get pooped on later.
I'm scared of myself. Not about it. I don't know.
No, you're not. Don't.
I don't know.
Gio, look.
I don't want to say never.
Gio will hire somebody in full body latex to shit on her.
No, I got to know this person. It would probably only have to be Bart. And then, I don't know.
You can't even handle when you fart.
Oh, all right, man. So
how
scenario.
To handle a shit?
No scat, no vomiting, no like bodily. And I'm like, oh, I'm right. Except for cum.
Let's... I think if I vomited, that'd be pretty hot. I think so.
Really?
I think so. I think that would even turn me on.
Well, I think the only thing that's, I don't like the vomiting. I like the if when I gag on dick.
Yes,
that's
what I'm talking about.
Like if my eyes are watering and I'm drooling. And that's my shit right there. But
that's what I'm talking about.
If there's anything from my stomach coming out, not about it.
It smells so bad.
Yeah. But the drooling, dude. Have you ever been fucked from behind so hard and you're screaming so much that you kind of drool a little bit? That shit's fucking hot as shit.
No, but I do notice when they shove their dick down your throat, you do start drooling a lot more.
Oh, dude,
I love that.
Do you want to learn a trick on how not to gag? You hold your dominant hand thumb like that.
What?
And it keeps you from gagging. Try it out when you're scraping
your
tongue.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah. Try it out when you're scraping your tongue.
Do it right now. When you're brushing your teeth. Poke that little bag in behind your...
The uvula? The little bag?
The little bag.
You know what I'm talking about.
The uvula?
I can't
see. Watch, she throws up all over the table.
Oh, my God.
I think it worked. I think it worked.
I learned that on Reddit.
You stuck a fist in there.
Yeah.
Jesus. I don't have a gag reflex.
Exactly. So you can impress them and be like, watch, bitch, see what happens.
Now all the guys are gonna know this, and they're gonna look at all the chicks' hands.
Oh, it doesn't matter. All they want is the dick to be halfway down the throat.
That's yeah, and also if you're a guy and you see a girl doing this, and you know what that means, you're like, yeah, she fucking professional.
Yeah, she showed up to work.
Wait, I think that might be wrong then, because if you don't guys like hearing a girl gag, because they're like, yeah,
well, it depends.
Dick.
It depends on what he's into. If he's down for like some deep throat, I'm gonna hold my thumb. If he wants to make me choke, I'm gonna let go.
You're like the shampoo function. Yeah, I'm customized.
I'm function of dick.
It's like, I think for like head, then like, yeah, do the thumb trick. But like, I think the nicest thing that you can say to a guy during sex is ouch. So like during the actual intercourse.
Big. Ow. It's too big.
No, not too deep. Don't do it yet.
But honestly, I don't say that unless I'm like for real though. Cause I don't want to give you some fucking fake ass ego bullshit.
I think I have shallow pussy cause I've always felt like ouch.
Or you've been taking big ass dick. Who knows?
We have, Bart's I think we have average. Low hanging cervixes.
Oh.
Because, yeah.
But I mean, that's good for me because it's always good.
Yeah. And we can take a variety of dicks and not be too worried about it.
Yeah.
I made it like a principle that I would never lie to a dude about his dick. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, it's so big when it's not actually that big.
Yeah.
You don't need that lie in your life.
Yeah. That's kind of fucked up.
It's also like if you say that to a guy and he knows his dick is not big, he's going to be like, bitch, come on.
Exactly.
He knows. Yeah, he's just gonna be like, come on, don't play this shit with me. Yeah. Like, you know, don't tell a guy with a small dick he's got a big dick. Be like, wow,
be honest.
So good at that. What's an alternative line?
Damn, this feels so good.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta say.
That's true. Yeah. That's absolutely
it's easy.
True.
It feels good.
So I saw eyeballs on me about my fantasy, but Jess hasn't said shit.
Oh, well, I agreed with the ones from earlier.
Gangbangs.
But you said threesome. Your craziest one was the devil's threesome.
Yeah. I don't really fantasize a lot about weird things. Like, I personally just like sex the way it is, and I fantasize more about who it's going to be with.
Who do you want it to be with?
So
Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Michael B.
Celebrities,
Jordan.
Yeah, the celebrities, obviously. Or just people like, there was a guy that Gina was showing us on Instagram a little
that
bit
was
ago.
Slapping his
I was like,
motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. So, green boy
my fantasies
tattoos.
Is just like different people, a variety of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not crazy like that.
Like Taeyang. Taeyang can destroy my body.
I want to look him up.
He could literally break off my right leg and I would be okay. But yeah, I think, I don't know why, but like it never used to be a thing for me when I was younger. I would never look at a guy who I thought was very attractive or hot and be like, oh, I want to have sex with them. I just wouldn't do it. And like now, for some reason, like if I see a hot guy, like I'm like,
does this happen when
I'm gonna get you pregnant?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna get him pregnant. Right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna see a hot guy in public one day, and you're gonna see me being like,
yeah. Is that a new thing when we go out now? Whenever we go out, we see a hot guy, I'll be like, guys.
Yeah.
That's gonna be our new thing. Yay. Yo, I get a t-shirt that says, yeah.
Yeah.
It should be pointing at something. So all you gotta do is just turn your chest.
Yeah. There he is, ladies. Oh. Not even that, just, yep.
Does that happen, though, when you're in a relationship versus not a relationship?
Okay, so there are guys, I don't know, because I've been in a relationship for, like, well over a year now, and, like, there are guys that, like, I look at now, and I'm like, oh, he's really hot, but I would never date. Oh. But for me, I cannot date, like, a 9. It will just stress me out.
Why?
It'll just stress me out because I'm confident, but I still have some like self-doubt and stuff.
Oh, because you think he's too hot for you?
Yeah, there's definitely, I need a guy that like, I'm like, okay, we're good. Like nobody's looking. Like if he walks into a room and like there's people now that look at my boyfriend and break their neck. And I'm like, stop. Yeah. This is a cease and desist notice from me to you, you know? And like my boyfriend.
Bose, would you fight somebody?
I mean,
like you.
Oh my God, Bose told me how. This is one thing that Bose said one time. I fucking died laughing.
I'm so scared.
I told her, like, I'm down to get into fights. I put this in the group chat too. I'm like, I'm down to get into fights, but I'm never fighting a black girl because all black girls know how to fight. And Bose goes, we fight like our daddies are going to come back if we win.
Don't you have a white dad?
Me?
Yeah.
No, actually, my father is very Native American.
Oh, wait, so you have a white mom?
I have a black mom. I'm not white.
I thought you were mixed.
Oh, that's right, half white.
I'm not white.
Oh shit. Okay.
A little bit, like a little bit like Italian. A quarter or something? Oh, okay. Like enough that when I was Ronald McDonald for Halloween, somebody was like, "That's white face," and I'm like, "I'm white."
Okay. I get
enough for the privilege. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Italian, Native American, and black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. She said that shit, and I fucking lost my mind in the chat too.
Yeah. Yeah. He was gone.
Okay, so you were saying about your man that chicks break their necks?
Dude, no.
Want that.
Well, I mean, I just... okay, so a very... This is for me personally. I don't know if anyone else relates. A very, 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 very attractive guy. Like, and this kind of is insight for guys, too, that don't feel like they're a fucking perfect 10. I would never date a guy with a fucking six-pack, perfect hair, like perfect eyes, chiseled features. I wouldn't do it because I'm not going to do that to myself. I'm not going to stress myself out over it. It's just not attractive to me to be with somebody that everybody wants. I don't know why.
I love that because then
I like that.
Yeah. On the other hand, like if I see chicks looking at my dude, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You wish.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. For me, I'm still a little insecure. So I'm like, yeah, he might. I don't want that, you know? Like, he might be the best guy in the world,
you might have a chance.
He might.
Yeah, it's about knowing, like, what I'm struggling with and where my boundaries are my limitations are. And for my own mental health, I'm like, I'm not going to date a 10.
I respect that. I love that.
I remember in Vietnamese culture, I was told when I was younger, they were like, always date a guy that's a little bit uglier than you. He'll never leave you. Like, my grandma straight up told me that. I was like, damn, dude, that's harsh as fuck.
Yeah.
On the topic of fantasies, so if you can't tell by now for some fucking reason, I like being in zero control when it comes to getting banged, right?
Gina, why is that?
Because I have full control during my life, like during my daily life, you know? Like,
okay.
I can do everything, I take care of shit myself, right? But when it comes to sex, I like to lose, like, I have no control. You tell me what to do, and I'll do it, right? One of my fantasies, it's a little bit kind of up there.
What would you say? Get me ready.
I don't know. For me, it's like an 8 or 9. For you guys,
oh, you said it's up there, and this bitch said 8 or 9.
For me,
okay.
For me, wow.
I want to hear your 10 after.
I am totally down for my dude to roofie me.
This is 10.
Because
this is a 10.
Consensual.
This is a 10. Consensual.
Consensual roofie.
Yeah, dude.
I fucking love you.
Damn. Nina's like, not even pretend to roofie me. She's like, I want to get fucking
roofied. I want to get fucking roofied. Like, you, like, I
unexpectedly.
Like, there's an ex of mine. He was like, you really want that? I'm like, he's like, I can make it happen. But we never
but
did.
Then you're not going to remember shit.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Do you want a video recorded at
down.
Least?
I'm down. But like, I want like no people. Like, I can't move. Like, you just use me and I can't move. And I'm
but what
like,
if he just doesn't do shit? Like, you're just knocked out. Just leaves you alone.
He tells what next day that we had crazy sex. I'm like, all right.
Or he just fucked you for like 3 minutes and then came and then
like, and he's like, I did what you wanted.
Blanket on you and he walked out.
Cool. Because I'm all about the whole like, oh no, I can't move. What are you doing to me? Kind of thing. Like, I'm down for that shit. So that's for me, that's like an 8 or whatever. But I don't know.
But I think people feel like shit after they get roofied. So I don't think it'd go. Oh, okay. Quite the way
so if there's a better
to,
drug out there,
a different drug. Like, just maybe like you get Xanaxed.
Yeah, take a
oh no, I can handle my Xanax. Oh. So.
Take two.
Take a little sip of alcohol with it.
You're not supposed to do that.
Damn.
That's what the label said.
Yeah, but I'm really big into like the no control thing.
Damn, that's fucking crazy. I'm in between both of you guys.
All right, because I was going to go opposite side of the spectrum. Just remind me. I got another. It's like Gina says one thing and then I bounce over and I'm like, well, I want a man as a pet. No, so I.
Oh, wait, hold on. Disclaimer, don't try to fucking roofie me in public, bitch. I'm talking about the dudes that I'm dating, not you.
Yeah, the ones that she specifically gives permission to.
If there's no contract, don't do it.
Yeah.
For me, back to the role playing thing, which I've never done. So fantasies, I feel like, are kind of things that, you know, we haven't gotten to do yet, right? You know, the things that you want to do.
Oh, the Italian side's coming
the
up.
Thing, the Italian thing that I want to do, but I haven't done yet to do. Okay.
Sounds like role playing. Sandler.
I'm your nurse.
Oh.
I would dead ass do like a nurse role play where I was taking advantage of the guy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
like a
hot.
misery.
Like I have to do
King story.
I have to do like a checkup, but like I'm sorry the checkup feels good and
so,
we just keep going from
so
there.
So he's like at an optometrist's office and you're doing prostate checks for some reason.
Yeah.
Like
if you poke your prostate too hard, you know you could go blind.
Yes, I could.
I'm gonna have to check and see if you have a sensitive prostate.
I believe it. I'm about to open my butthole.
I
know.
It really could. And don't worry. This is completely private. No one has to know. It's just you and me. And then I bust out the video camera. No, I'm just kidding.
That's amazing.
But no, I think it's like, it's a thing where like, on the contrary, when I was younger, I never really felt in control of my life at all. And now I have a better handle on things. So I'm very much a switch. But I also enjoy giving somebody that feeling of not being in control, because for men, it's so rare. And I found that part of the reason I enjoy it so much is because a lot of women are not willing to deliver that. You know, and so it makes me feel more sexy because he's never had this before. A woman's never done this for him before. And I'm like, I'm here and I will take advantage of you.
I feel like that's how that's how me and Joe's relationship kind of was. Like, I was kind of dominating him in the beginning.
Ooh.
He liked it so much and he fell in love and, you know, he just gave his whole life away for me.
Damn, you gave him that good kitty girl.
But that
seriously, goddamn.
But then after a while I was like, okay, but it's my turn now. He's so like soft in the bed. So I'm just like, nice.
Oh, see, opposites of what they are in public.
Yeah.
In life.
Yeah. Bart's the same way. He's a big softy, man. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, I'm like, I can't get too crazy in the fantasies or else I'm just never going to enjoy sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still always propose it because a lot of times.
No, he's down.
Yeah.
He's down, but I just have to, because he's so like underdeveloped in that, I have a lot of tricks, you know what I'm saying? I like to bust out at different times, but then if I bust it out, he's like, it's not even, I haven't even executed the move.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh shit, I'm about to bust. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
I see.
Wow.
Guys,
wow, Gio.
I'm very confident about my sex.
Remember when I told you guys about how, like, if a dude, like, licked his cum off me and, like, we just
ate
swap,
it.
Yeah. And we made out.
That's
I would marry the fuck out of him.
Nine. Yep.
Found one. Yeah, that shit was dope. Like, after he did, I was like, bro, this is
did
not.
Did you buy him a ring?
Yeah.
Did you get
like,
on one knee?
I was like, bro, this is not even a matter of want anymore. I need you.
You're
it
like,
was dope.
I own you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for a commercial break. Bose?
Hey, Stinky, it's time to clean your ass up.
Jess, what do you got for them today?
So we have some really great organic Deodorant from Native. Less is more with Native. They have fewer, simpler ingredients, so you know everything that's in this deodorant.
Yes.
Apparently, aluminum may be linked to some serious health ramifications. So Native does not have aluminum in it, and it is still safe and effective. Comes in a wide variety of scents for men and women, like coconut and vanilla, which is their most popular, cucumber, mint, eucalyptus and mint. And
I like the eucalyptus and mint.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, I like the cucumber one.
And I like that there's like a lot of word of mouth backing this up, because there's over 8,000 five-star reviews, and they have been featured on TV and print. Like, that's how good it is. Like,
oh, I'm going to smell it.
Oh, this check is it my out. Favorite
no, it
one,
smells like candy. One. Like, be careful, because you're going to want to eat it.
It smells like Jolly Ranchers.
There's no risk. There's free returns and exchange in the U.S. So, yeah, be friendly. Yeah, I know. Keep it organic. Keep it environmentally friendly. Go with Native. You won't regret it. And for all our listeners, you're going to get 20% off your first purchase. Visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code BTCH at checkout.
Gina, put that on so we can title this video Gamer Tries Deodorant for the First Time.
There's got to be a fetish. Hold on. There's got to be a fetish. Damn, that's real nice.
Oh, wow. It didn't leave any white stains on your arm.
Oh, it doesn't.
It does.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
It's a stick deodorant that's...
I'm about
clear.
It.
It's clear. It looks great.
Use that too. You're impressed, right? Fantastic. All right. Again, you guys, that's 20% off your first purchase. Visit Native Deodorant. My bad. Visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code BTCH during checkout.
BTCH.
Shut up.
So cheesy.
Hey, you guys brought that out of me, all right?
Have you ever fucked on someone else's bed?
Yes.
Dude, my ex and I, like, we went over to his brother's house.
That's rude.
It's super rude. I don't give a fuck.
Ooh, dirty girl. Dirty.
And, like, we fucked so much on his brother's, because his brother's a piece of shit, dude. We didn't even like him very much. And I am a squirter sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to
wash. You left him a present.
Yeah, we had to wash all the sheets. Until this day, he still doesn't know.
Well, he knows now.
Yeah.
You're a squirter?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Well, I mean, like, it really depends. I can do it for a show, like, just like,
hey, really, yeah. On command.
Yeah. So if you dig it, I'll do
damn,
it.
You're a unicorn, girl.
But also, if the dick is real good and he hits the right spot, it triggers it without my control too. So that's how I know the dick is real good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Like, I've accidentally sprayed myself in the face once.
Oh, what the my fuck? God.
Yeah.
Where were your legs at?
Missionary. How did you do it? And then, like, it flew up. I was like, whoa, hold on, chill for a second. I gotta wipe my face real quick.
Wait, how does that?
I thought he was sweating on me when he was above me. He's like, no, baby, that's you. I was like, oh, shit, that's dope.
You know what's funny? As you're telling me this, I imagine your vagina with a piece of tissue in it the entire time.
What? Dude, why? Yo, because that is one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me. My man, my former man was going down on me. He was about to, he goes, oh, what's this? And it was a piece of toilet paper that was stuck to my pussy. And I was just like, oh my God, that was the most embarrassing. Like, I wanted to just die right then and there.
Yeah.
That's definitely embarrassing.
I've had that on my butt, and I was in doggy style, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, I feel the embarrassment for you.
Yeah, dude. I was just like, I'm not horny anymore.
I was trying to think of, like, if I were to watch a video, what video would I pick?
Porn?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I don't know why I was being censored at all.
Yeah.
Gina was like, I am a squirter. And I'm like, when I watch videos. I was trying to think of what I would pick. And it's weird because I don't necessarily think it's a fetish of mine, but I tend to watch, like, massage videos.
I've watched some of those.
Those are hot when they have oils on.
You are such a loving, sensual person. It's very interesting.
Because I don't like nasty sex.
She just said she wants to own a boy.
That too. But that's out of love.
Because
I love him.
I feel like with Bose, Bose makes love. I fuck.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, so we're opposite. Like, yeah,
but wait, so Jess needs to sit on that side.
I
do both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I
a lot of fucking.
I do not fuck.
Oh,
do you fuck?
Yeah, I do it all, girl.
I
sometimes I want to go slow, and I'm like, oh my God, you're so perfect. We're soulmates. Isn't that? Other times I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
I get bored. I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a little more sensual.
Even with, like, or like the first people, I mean, I guess for me, because fucking is like for kind of a lot of times for people that I don't know as well, like one night stands and like early on in the relationship or whatever, be more likely to fuck. And then later on, I'm more like, oh, we actually love you.
I've only like made love with like one person. That's how I knew I really loved him. And that was like, cause I'm wired a little bit differently sexually because of how I was raised. But yeah, for the most part, I fuck. But then the first time I made love, I was like, holy shit, it's I cried afterwards.
Isn't it scary?
Yeah,
you're like, oh my god, my whole life is just gonna be thrown away to this man I love,
right? Seriously, like I cried afterwards. I was like, holy shit, is that what it is? And he's like, yeah, I think so too, because it, like, for him it was one of his first few times too, and we were like, what the fuck just happened? And then I was like, oh shit, I think I love you. Like, this shit was dope.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
after a session you were like, I love that's when you realized it.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
that's really sweet. That was dope. Though
yeah, and then like we just sat there and we just talked about it. It was really sweet. Yeah, like even when I think about it now, I'm like, fuck, I might cry.
Oh
yeah.
Is this with the current dude now?
I don't have a current.
Oh,
I mean, I don't
oh, my bad.
Yeah, we don't talk about if Gina has a current guy or not. I always give that a secret.
That's true. I never know anything about your love life. I swear.
It, it like kind of comes and goes, so we never know like when is she in.
They never know, because I always mix up my stories, like this dude, this guy, like, yeah, at different times. So nobody ever knows if I'm dating someone. If I ever do go public with a guy, that's how you know it's like super serious.
Yeah,
that, yeah,
very true. That's very true. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen you go public. Maybe one time. Maybe not. I don't even know. Right? Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lovemaker.
Oh. Yeah. She loves.
Oh no, where's Tiff when I need her?
Why?
I feel like Tiff's a lovemaker too. Is she?
She's a freak.
Oh no.
Tiff, are you a freak?
Tiff's
yeah.
Freak.
Oh no.
Tiff is is like me. Cause me and Tiff, I think we could do both, and we like both.
Am I the only sensitive bitch? I'm really not a fucker.
Really? I love both.
I think my sex twin is Nikki. Like, Nikki and I, like, super on the same page, into the same
exact. But she doesn't like spitting. Oh, okay. I'm down for spitting.
She doesn't like fingers either. The whole
control in your life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, like, she and I like to be fucking owned and dominated and reduced to nothing. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm about it.
Yeah.
Like, if my mascara is not running down my face, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, shit. God
damn.
She knows.
Yeah, that's you guys. That's you guys. Yeah, that's not me.
Huh. See, Nikki and I fuck.
Okay, give me some tips, man, because I got to bring this shit back to Bart where he doesn't kill me. You know what I mean?
So, do you want to be dominant or you want to be submissive?
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't have married a gorilla.
You want to be dominant?
Yeah.
Tame a wild animal, Gio.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me some tips here, because I don't want to. Like, if I die, you know it was an accident.
He will literally crush you through concrete.
Yeah.
On accident.
That sounds kind of hot, though.
Yeah.
What do I do? Why am I asking you? You're the sensual lovemaker.
What? You said be dominant. Oh, you want to be dominated.
Yes.
I know how to dominate. I thought you wanted to be dominant. Never mind.
No, I know how to dominate.
I'm like, I got you. I mean, I just want to open up that can of worms, but we'll cut.
I just really communicate what I want. Like, when I'm dating a guy and we start getting into the sex side.
You say slap my ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you tell him, like, what? Do you show him how hard?
No,
I told you to slap my ass and I cried.
Okay, well, Bart's kind of fucking weird, because when I tell a guy to slap my ass,
so I'm hopeless.
He does it soft first, and then I'm like harder, like that, you know.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so he has to start off soft, like tell Bart to start off soft, and then you tell him harder if you want to, and then he'll learn how to gauge it himself.
Okay, what about choking? Because I think he only knows how to knock me out.
He only knows how to put you in a super
rear naked choke.
He just starts doing Muay Thai on you.
I'm like, this ain't even cute anymore.
You just pass out.
He's like a cop now.
He was in a triangle hold, like, chill, bitch, what the fuck.
Like, he's holding you down. He's like, at this angle you'll lose consciousness in 4 minutes.
Seriously, sounds like him.
It's really, you really just gotta show him. Like, I mean, for the most part, it's two hands and you press on the side over here and never on the throat here, because that crushes your windpipe. So over here, that's a blood choke. Over here in the middle, that's a that's an air choke. So it's more like he grips the sides only. Like, it's all about communicating.
You've instructed your dudes how to do it.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think it's about though instructing first, but then also reinforcing. Like, I know we're not gonna lie to a guy and be like, oh, you have like a big dick if you don't, but I think that if there's something that you like, you can do nonverbal communication just by like moaning a little more or like wiggling more. Because when a guy does it, sometimes he's like, is that too hard? But if you show him like, no, I really like this, like, don't just tell him, you have to like signal it really.
No, I think guys really like to hear it. I think I think they literally need for you to be like, yes.
I mean, right, but sometimes you have something in your mouth that you can't talk, so you got to fucking, you know, a ball
go like this. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm learning.
It's just communicating, really. Like, because there's a lot of dudes that I dated where, like, they started off really soft. And I'm just like, no, I think you underestimate me when I say fuck my ass up. You know, like, I need to.
You got to choose better words.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, your asshole is demolished.
I just see a bunch of hemorrhoids, dude.
Yeah. No. But, like, it's like, you really underestimate me when I say I can take a lot. And, like, and then I tell them, like, when we reach that point in a relationship, I'm like, you can literally do anything. Whatever you want, except for like the obvious shit. Yeah, but like you can do whatever you want. I am your personal porn star.
Damn.
And then so whatever you want, like just lay it on the table. What do you want to do? All right, cool, let's do that. And then it's usually, and it's a lot of guys are like, well, I want to do this. I'm like, that's it, that's fucking easy, let's go.
Like, I feel like most guys are just like, oh, let me fuck you hard.
Yeah,
you know, like they don't have anything to cut, like, yeah, they don't really want anything that crazy.
Yeah,
a lot of times.
And then that means I have to teach them, like, hey, would you be down to try this? And then usually they learn kinks along the way that they actually like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I would also like to be your therapist that takes advantage of you. That, I just thought about that. That too. Put me down for that.
You cry in bed every night? Sounds like you need to fuck your therapist.
We need to break some violations.
Well, okay. So out of everything we talked about, though, what sounds like it falls into the 9/10 category? Because we got... And like, I was also just thinking, I heard something that doesn't ring a bell for me. And you guys aren't going to say it's a 9 or 10, but I feel like for a lot of women, maybe it could be. Where does anal fall on a fantasy?
Oh, like, God.
Like, for anal to be a woman's fantasy, I think though?
That's a 4.
I think
so. Really? That's lower on the... Okay.
I think it's 5 and down.
Yeah.
Really? I forgot what 5 was. Was 5 the gangbang?
Mm. Maybe. Or maybe that's a 7.
We didn't write this down. Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah. Five, the anal is like the easy shit in the beginning where you kind of experiment
easy.
And you learn.
Well, easy.
Well, the earlier shit. Like, it's like you experiment and you learn. That's simple.
So yeah. 10 is getting shit on, right?
Yeah.
Wait, dude, that's like a 20,
no,
dude.
Oh, that we don't want that. I don't want that.
No.
Mm-mm. What is a 10 for me?
Wait, where does having a man as a pet fall? I feel like that's a 6.
What? That's a 6. That is a 6.
Thank you, Gina. Yeah. That's like, Gio said that's
owning,
like a 10.
Owning someone, that's like about a 4.
Because it's not crazy. It's fucking dope. You know? Like,
right?
Crazy. Yeah.
And I'm also taking care of him.
What about Jess? What does she think? What do you think? What number?
About owning a guy?
Yeah, that's a 6 to you?
It depends on the people, I think.
Well, what is it for you?
Like, for me, it's pretty low. That's like a 2.
Oh, who the fuck am I?
Yeah. That's just too easy. Like, the 10s and stuff are shit where it's like, it makes people go, oh, what the fuck? You know? Like, that's... Yeah, or something more dangerous.
Maybe we just don't have a 9 and a 10.
Would roofie, I don't really have any crazy... Is my roofie...
Oh, yeah, your roofie's up there. That's a your 10. Roofie's like a 10.
Okay.
Okay, your roofie's a 10.
Fuck yeah.
That's just unacceptable.
Like, especially when we, like, threw in Xanax and you're like, no, not enough. I want whatever's illegal.
She's like, I can handle that.
I want to not be able to move.
Barbicide.
Like, fucking... I want you to like paralyze me for a little bit, but I want to be able to move after. Please don't break my spine.
Oh fuck! What's that thing that pregnant women get in their spine?
An epidural.
Yeah, that's
epidural?
What you need, girl.
Really?
Can that's you not so move?
You don't feel
even
shit.
Feel it.
Well, she wants to be passed out. What's the difference?
No, I want to be like awake and aware, and I can still feel things, but I just can't really move like to fight back. Like,
damn, like that's like a drug that the Russians will give you or something. Yo. Like you can't move, but you're like awake and aware.
Or someone that's torturing.
That's my shit. Yo, like. I like to be scared, right? And one of my things is if I try to crawl away from you, you grab my leg and you pull me back and you fuck me harder. Dude, that shit's
damn
dope.
Domestic violence is your kink.
Yeah.
Beat me up.
But
to be fair also, and I think I've mentioned this before on another episode, it comes from a sense of like women, it's kind of like a very primitive thing that sometimes to be objectified feels like love, you know? Mm. And like, we know it's not real. It mm-hmm. like to be like abused or objectified, it's not real. It's just, I don't know, it feels right to us for some reason.
It's just a rush. It's a
not
different type
me.
Of
it's a rush. Yeah. It is. It really is. Yeah.
And like I said, the aftercare is like the big thing that we need afterwards, because there are some people who do that and they don't do aftercare and it leaves them kind of fucked up a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of traumatizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like, after all that crazy shit and he doesn't like,
he just walks away.
And you think, oh, it's really true. Shitty. You're like, did he really feel like that about me?
So after like I get fucking abused, I like to be like rolled up in a blanket and just be treated like a little baby.
Damn, next time I come over and you're rolled up in a blanket.
And you're like,
we know what just happened.
She's like, give me a hug. I'm like, oh.
It must have been real good. Did he shoot you or something?
I'm really trying to think of a 10 here for me. I thought the fucking Eyes Wide Shut masquerade party type thing was
that's a good one up there. But maybe that's a 10 for you.
That's a 10 because these are strangers I know nothing about and I'm just hooking up with them. Like I would never do that.
That's fair. What if we take Gina's roofies as a 10, but we're kind of question marked on the 9, and we just let people in the comments insert whatever they think their 9 is and throw it in because I want to read those.
Oh yeah,
like I feel like we were supposed to be a little more fucked up than we really were. Yeah. We want to know what fucked up shit you guys can tell us. Leave it on an honest account. Leave it on your own. Get ballsy. Who cares? Or give us what you think your 9 is. I will jump in the comments myself and upvote these things. Yeah, I like them too.
Yeah, I want to know some 9s. Tell us your 9.
Damn, I really am I boring?
No.
I think I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like you're boring.
You know what I feel like would be into?
I don't want to do any weird shit. I feel like have sex with different people.
I feel like you would be into toys. Like I feel like if a dude came to you with like I don't do toys at all.
I use a vibrator on the clit while he's inside because that shit works every time.
Oh, that's dude.
I've done that.
Have you ever used a Bluetooth vibrator that attaches to your panties in public?
No.
Yes.
That I don't think I would like that because I need it to press.
No, because your panties are so like it pushes up against you.
Because my panties aren't that tight.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're rocking granny panties.
No, you want me to show you my underwear? They're not granny at all, girl.
No, they have like specific panties for it where you slide the little toy in and it keeps it there. And I've done that before. That shit's fun.
Because my fucking vagina is closed like this. Like you have to open. Yeah. Sorry, but
I gotcha.
No, you can kind of separate and just put it on your panties. I remember there's one time there's one time we went clubbing and I was wearing it with my ex-boyfriend. And then like it went off and I looked over at him, but he wasn't holding it, but his guy friend was.
Ew.
No, that's totally fine for me. I was like,
wait, his friend was controlling?
Yeah. Because he was like, yo, watch this.
That's actually really hot.
It's hot, right?
It depends on how well you know him. Because if it was like,
I knew him well.
You know? That's what I was thinking.
No. Yeah, not like that. No, not like that. Not like that.
Now I feel really weird.
No, not like that.
Yes, why do you think I backed up?
It has to be someone that I don't know that's like Joe's like second, third fucking third grade friend that he hasn't seen in 10 years.
I wasn't into his friend, but he was a good looking dude. So I was like, okay,
not bad. Yeah. So if he was like a fucking Shrek looking motherfucker, you'd be pissed.
I would rip that shit up and throw it at him. But that shit's cool. And that thing was like, it's I don't remember what brand it was, but that shit's like $200.
Oh, shit. Dude. Oh wow. And that's been a good one.
Toys intimidate me because there's so many and I'm just like overwhelmed with all the options and I'm like, fuck it, forget it. I don't want anything.
That is, you know what I really like? Do you guys like lingerie?
I love lingerie.
No, Bart loves
Joe lingerie. Likes it, I have a but lot. I think it's boring.
Really?
Fuck.
Same.
Yeah. I think it's
the same.
I know. It's easy.
Boring. I love lingerie.
I love it, but it's easy.
You know what I love too? Like a silk robe and like a really like hot lingerie and I walk out and I'm like, all right, bitch, it's time. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot really of hot. Dudes love that shit. I like collars and chains. I'm down for that.
Ooh, that's hot. Yeah, I want that.
I remember like there was one time he came home from work and I had like lingerie on. And I had like a dog collar on a chain. And then when he got into the house, I was on my knees and I handed him the chain. And he's like, I'm down.
Damn, what a nice surprise. No, I don't know. I like unsuspecting type things.
Okay.
So I like if like I'm wearing a dress or something and then like I bend over or something like that. Like the lingerie is too easy because it's too straightforward.
Yeah.
Like I want you to like kind of guess like, you know what I mean? Like, oops.
Have you ever dated or slept or whatever with anyone that's really vanilla?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like, nope.
Really vanilla?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
No? Okay, because I've been through that, and I'm just like,
so boring.
Interesting. But I take it as a chance to, okay, he can learn. Like, I can teach him. No?
I can't do
super. Yeah, me neither.
I think a part of me is just like, if it's like a clean slate, and I'm just like, I'm going to ruin you.
Oh,
like, I'm going to fuck your shit up.
You like virgins then?
Yeah.
You're virgin slave.
Wow. Yeah. That'd be dope. Like, I'm going to teach you and I will fuck your life up.
That stresses me out because I'm like, oh God, I got to teach this person. So not. Yeah. I don't know about that.
I dig it.
I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. How would you guys feel? Okay. Scenario. Surprised we haven't talked about this yet. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. You're dating a guy.
Okay.
And he one day is like, I want you to give me a foot job. Mm-mm. You do it?
Yes.
Feet's not my thing.
But would you do it for him? You really like him?
Fuck yeah.
I mean, if I really like him, it's weird if I like him. But,
That's easy. That's like, I'd be like, okay, whatever.
He will
That's
like not even a crazy thing to me. To lay on your back and
with the fucking knees out, looking all ridiculous,
directly into his eyes.
Yeah,
that's easy.
Really, you guys are down?
So easy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's easy. I would not be in it at all, into it at all. But if you dig it and I like you that much, I'll do it. But it's just not my thing. For like me, the dude that sucked on my toe. I'm like, I'm not about it. But yeah. You like it? Go ahead.
For me, I get off knowing that my guy is getting off.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So if he's getting off hard, then I don't care what I'm doing. Just just me seeing that reaction, I'm like, oh shit, I'm a fucking implode right now,
dude. And I think that's another thing for guys. Like, don't be afraid to communicate to your lady like what you like, because if you have a girl that wants to take care of you, wants to please you, but also wants to feel sexy and desired, when she knows she's taking care of you, it's hot to her.
Yeah,
so your fetish just became her fetish.
Yeah, and it shows that you're really confident and you really know what you want.
Yeah,
I love confidence in the bedroom. Oh my god, I fucking love it.
Feet just freak me out. That's the only thing. I mean, I'll do really? It, but feet are like,
oh Gina, I'm with you. I wouldn't do
your
it.
Your own feet on his dick bothers you?
Like, just feet period. Like, I just find feet so unattractive. Huh. It's like, but it's like one of those, like I said, if you're into
you've
it,
never
fine.
Grazed his balls with your foot, like
for fun, just like, hey, like that's about it, like
for fun, really.
Yeah, just like poke it.
Like, oh, hey, what you doing? I've done that before it. Where it's like my hands are tied up and I'm like, I'm trying to show you like, oh my god, I want you so bad, but I can't use my hand, so I'm gonna use whatever I can.
Or at dinner under the table, yeah, like he's sitting across from me, I'm down for that.
Nah, fuck that. Gio uses her foot because when she uses her foot, her body becomes elongated and becomes even hotter.
Oh,
that,
thank you.
Yeah, she's like, and it just stretches the whole thing out. I'm like, all right, Gio, I know what that is.
You can give a hand job from fucking the other room.
Seriously, right? Give me a foot job from the bathroom while you're in the bedroom.
Hey, I'm skilled, baby. Don't hate. Don't hate. All right, ladies. So, damn. How did you guys like that episode?
Well, we're waiting for Gio to give us sex tips. We're ready for that episode. Oh, yeah, because you know what the fuck is going on.
I just asked you guys for sex tips. What the fuck?
Yeah, but you asked us about how you could get dominated yourself. Like, oh, you said you got it locked down. You know what's going on. We want to learn from you next time.
Okay. I'm down for that video.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm down for that, too.
Let's do it. So communicate with us. Let us know about
your
number.
Tell me your
nines.
Exactly. Yo, tell us about your number nine. Give us the nine.
Shit. I want to read some good
Like, if Roofy's a 10, tell us your nine.
Yes. And don't forget to rate the podcast 5 stars. Keep us going, baby. And we'll hear and see you next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, bitch.